But I like to be me. And I think that hopefully that's a good message for you, because you get to be you. God made you you. And you know, sometimes, guys, people have had a better life than you've had or I've had. Or they had maybe a better upbringing, or maybe whatever. Maybe, you know, some of the tragedies and struggles of my life and your life, maybe somebody hasn't had those. You know, but the bottom line is, regardless of how good you've had it or how bad you've had it, that really doesn't define you. That's how God sees you. Okay? I mean, maybe you don't have a lot of money and somebody else has money. Maybe you got a house and somebody else got a nicer house. Guys, that's not who you are. Not in God's eyes. And this is going to be a great series. And just pray for me as I try to unpack these ideas in the series. And I'll be the one writing it or going over some of my previous notes of many, many years. But I want to put together a series. And I'm on the road now to do it. I've started. It's called More Than. Say that with me. More Than. Now I need you to help me. If you're here, you got to help me. More Than. One more time. More Than. Again, if it's your first time or a couple of times, you'll notice. Now, I met this sweet young lady. Was it Cindy Peters? Is that correct? Okay, I met you from Texas. Second or third? Second. Okay, second service. I met her today. Hugged your neck, did I? All right. So, but Cindy, I use this screen. It's what I do. And my scriptures will be up there. And then I'll ask you folks to say scriptures with me. And the reason I do that, if we hide God's word in our heart, we might not what? Sin against Him. And the Bible also says the entrance of your word gives light. What does that mean? It helps you not be an idiot. We need help. We need wisdom. It's one thing to have your butt in a ditch because of problems or something that's happened in your life, but wouldn't it be nice to know how to get out of the ditch? You know, God help me out of the ditch. Well, you know, He wants to help you, but He's got something called His Word that if you'll hear it, if you'll read it, if you start putting it into your memory, all of a sudden you're going to have the answers and He can start to help you in your life. Did you hear me or not? Amen. So that's why we use the big screen. That's why I have you say things with me, so that you'll leave better than you came. Amen. So your job is to, you try to stay awake. That's the plan, okay? And just hang in here with me. Let's go. It was a pretty hard-hitting message. It's not an ugly message. I've been known to preach some real ugly ones. But this is not an ugly message. This is a great, uplifting message. If it kicks your tail, that's great. That's great. If I can help kick your tail so you'll know you're more than a conqueror, then I'm all ready for the tail kicking. Amen? I'm in. So let's go with the message today. We'll set it up today. And we'll be going here for several weeks. And it's going to be covering some pretty... even at times, some hurtful, maybe some intense things that you've gone through. But I want you to know that you're more than a conqueror through whatever you've gone through in your life. Amen? And whatever self-esteem issue you might have, you might look at yourself and you think you're a nobody. You know, I like the song the band sang, and I get the gist of it. I'm just a nobody trying to tell somebody, but I disagree with that song. I'm not a nobody. Got it? Yes or no? I know it's not about me, and I know that's why the song said that. But you're not a nobody. You hear me, yes or no? You're a somebody. And you're somebody telling somebody about Jesus. Amen? You're not a nobody. Did you hear me, yes or no? Amen. And that's this whole series, trying to help you know that you're more than. And you might say, Clark, why are you doing this? Because I need it. Okay? The mail's out on me, the mail. Okay? You've read my mail. Because I get up here every Sunday. I'm not preaching my messages out of a book I get on sermons online. Okay? This is my life. This is the only day I have. Today is the rest. This is it. I don't know I've got a tomorrow. So when I preach, I try to preach out of my heart. I try to preach out of my life. So you can read my mail. You can know by this series that Pastor Gary must struggle with knowing that he's more than enough. I struggle with that. You hear me or not? And so I figure if I need help, maybe somebody else could use some help. And so I'm going to go to the well and see if I can't get me some help. And I'd like to have you come along on the ride with me. Amen? So let's see what we can find. And today's message is foundational. And we're going to get wound up here in a little bit. The Bible says, say this scripture with me. You know, and by the way, I say scriptures with me. You should memorize this scripture. You should feel like a dog if you don't leave here working hard to memorize this scripture. Do you hear me or not? Say. All right. Y'all, how many know this scripture and agree with what I just said? You need to feel like a dog if you don't know this scripture. So let's say it together three times, because I don't want you leaving here feeling like a dog. Are you ready? Here we go. In all these things, we are what? We are what? Conquerors through Him who loved us. I don't know the Bible. I can't memorize the Bible. Are you crazy? How hard is this? Let's try it again. We are more than what? We're how much? More than conquerors through Him who loved us. One last time without me interrupting. Here we go. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Got it? Yes or no? Man, you need to know that when you're struggling. When you're thinking about life, when you're going through life. Perhaps some in this room, I'm sure, you were molested. And that can form who you are. I am that. Or you were raped. Or you've been left, abandoned. And that identifies who you are. And that's how you are. And you're a Christian. You're in Christ. But you never know how to get past that. Who am I? Or you've been married so long and the person you love so much, they passed away and you're by yourself and I'm just this. I feel like I'm half of who I was. I don't know how to make it. It's hard, ain't it? And maybe you've done some horrible things in your life. And you know it. And you've tried to confess it and but it's just scarred you. I'm scarred, Pastor. I need help. Amen. Help's on the way. Amen. Got some help today. Amen. Come on. I promise real hard over these messages not to give you something that's going to hurt you. But it's going to help you. So let's try it. In these things, we are more than conquerors. Whatever it is, I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loved me. And we're setting a plate now for this series. The two words, more than. Now this is me talking. This is my message, my words. The two words, more than, mean to Pastor Gary Clark. What does more than mean to me? It means that I'm an overcomer. I was going to do a series on overcoming. I was going, we're going to go overcomers. But I'm in my office and I thought, I just like more than better than overcomer. Because that's what an overcomer is. An overcomer is somebody who realizes they are more than whatever that is. You understand? I looked to Webster for some help. Mr. Webster, can you help me? Here's what he says about overcomer. My definition is more than. That's Gary's. If I had a dictionary and you looked up overcomer in Gary's dictionary, it'd be more than. Now, I got an English teacher sitting right here. Webster says overcomer means to get the better of. And I like that. But I like more than better. But that's what an overcomer means. You can get the better of whatever is getting the better of you. Do you hear me or not? But in this series, we're going to call overcomer more than. That's what I think of. I'm more than whatever it is that's hurting me or that I'm facing in my life. I can because I am what? Pop it up. I am more than. Roger, I was talking to him the other day. I like this so much. And I get this in me every once in a while. I've been known to make up T-shirts over the years. But I want a T-shirt that says more than. And you know that symbol, greater than? Is that in the Bible? Greater is He who's in me than he that's in this world. That sounds like more than to me, don't it, you say? So we're going to have you a t-shirt. I hope, Rog, we can follow through with this, because he designs all our graphics for us. But I'd like something that says more than. I'd like that graphic. I'd like that thing on it, like right there. But I still like it to say I matter, I have value. You hear me, buddy? So if you could get those off on the presses, I'd appreciate it. Amen? In a few weeks, we'll have some more. How many like a shirt that said more than on it? And when you're looking at me, you're looking at somebody who's more than. I know I might look at, yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. Amen. So we'll do some, Rog. We'll do the $5 deal. I don't know what they cost, but we won't go more than $5 on the folks being charged, okay? If you don't have the money, just take it. Here we go. I'm more than. Let's go to the message. Here we go. I'm rolling now. I'm up to speed now. Who shall separate me from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, is that going to do it? Is that going to separate me from the love of God? Nakedness, peril, sword? It's written, for your sake all day long we're being killed. This was the early church. It said we're being counted as sheep to the slaughter. That's the way they lived their life, the early church. We have these scriptures. Will these things we're facing separate us from you, Lord? And here's his answer. No. Jesus Christ made me more than. Say that out loud. Jesus Christ made me more than my distress. He made me more than my mess. He made me more than my persecution. He made me more than my famine. He made me more than whatever I'm going through. That's what this is teaching. You hear me or not? I'm worried about y'all. That first crowd, I don't know. I think they had coffee. Second crowd, I don't know. Here we go. Jesus Christ made me more than. He made me more than. Who is he that condemns? Somebody going to condemn me? He don't. How about you hush then? How about that? Amen. Wouldn't we be better off if we thought like this? Yes or no? Amen. I am more than what somebody else says about me. How many of that would help somebody? Who is he that condemns? It's Christ that died. Somebody condemn you, you can say, hey, look, did you die on the cross? I don't think you did. Then hush. But it's not the folks so much that causes us this problem. It's our own mental problem. We don't think we're enough. It's Christ that died, yea, rather that's risen again, who's at the right hand of God the Father, who makes intercession for us. It's a powerful verse. Pop it up again, Roger. Who is he that condemns? You might be sitting here today thinking you ain't more than. You're sitting here right here today condemning yourself. Who is he that condemns? It's Christ that died. He doesn't condemn you. Rather, has risen from the dead. He's right now on the right hand of God the Father, where he's making intercession for you. And you don't think you're enough? You don't think you're more than able to make it? Who are you talking to? You are more than. Because Jesus died and rose again, I am more than. Say that with me again. Pop that previous screen, Roger. We want to say it together with you. Come on. Say it out loud. Because Jesus died and rose again, I am more than. One more time. Let's do it again, Roger. Because Jesus died and rose again, I am more than. Now, you might say, why are you doing this? You're going to see in just a second. One more time. Because Jesus died and rose again, loud, I am more than. How can I know I'm more than, Pastor? Well, you just found out the news. I just put it on the screen. You are more than a conqueror because Jesus Christ died and rose again. And I'm going to hammer that today. You're going to think it's Easter Sunday morning. Right now. This is paramount in our life. I was sitting there thinking, what is it? What is it that I want to come out of the gate with on this series called More Than? And I am more than because Jesus Christ died and rose again. that defines me. Did you hear me, yes or no? That is who I am. He made me more than. Who gave him the right? Because he's God. You're not and I'm not. He died on the cross on purpose for me. He went to that cross. He died and was put in an empty tomb. And he did all that for me. I guess I do matter after all. Yes or no? Amen. And he's made me because of that more than a what? He's made me more than a conqueror. He arose, so I what? One more time. He arose, so I what? That's who I am. So I'd like to continue this on this morning. Just a little bit further. We're going to be fine. So you're telling me, I'm trying to tell you this morning. I'm about out of breath because of the first service. But the bottom line is, I am more than because he died on the cross and rose from the grave. You wonder why churches fill up at Easter time, don't you? How many ever wondered that? Say, they're just packed. Have you ever thought, yeah, it's people that just go once a year perhaps. I don't know. Have you ever thought maybe the church fills up because that's the message that God wants preached at the church? Yes or no, amen. Maybe he wants us to focus more on his death, burial, and resurrection than self stuff. Yes or no, amen. Say. That's what changes people. Is that Jesus Christ died. I matter to him. I have value. He died on a cross and he rose from the dead. And because of that, I am more than. Amen? You see me. You don't see what he sees. I am in Christ. Say that with me. I am what? One more time. I'm what? I'm in Christ. You might see me up here in these blue jeans. But I am firmly fixed in Jesus Christ. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Does the Bible say that? I am in Christ. What put me there? What put me there? Take a wild guess what put me in Christ. Take a wild guess. His what? Death and his what? That's what makes me more than. Y'all with me? Okay? So we're gonna hit this for a while. He arose, so I rise, and what? Here's number one. Here's how you get to knowing you're more than. Here it is, right here. Number one, I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. You will never experience a more than a conqueror life when you continue to play church. When you continue to think, well, I'm good. I've been going since I was a kid. You less than. I like Pastor Gary. I'll put my trust in him. You less than. You are more than a conqueror when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and him alone. Yeah, but I went to this church. They taught me this. I had to be this and I had to be that. You need to throw it all in the garbage can. And bank every bit of it on the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and nothing else. Did you hear me yesterday? Praise the Lord. You ought to praise the Lord. Come on. This stuff is keeping us held. We just don't realize the power in the resurrection. Good grief. It's not just the fact that he died on the cross and rose from the grave that's the power. It's the fact that God would do such a thing for me. You hear me? Yes or no? That God would love me. You don't believe all that love. Yes, I do. And that's what's wrong with you, because you don't. You need to put your faith in Christ. Who do you think I am? You might say, who do you think you are, Clark, telling me what to do? I'm telling you based on the Word of God. You're lost as a goose. You don't have a dog's chance if you're putting your faith in anything other than His death and His resurrection. I don't care what you say. Or any experience you had. I was out one day and God happened to do this to me one day. How about in your heart? Do you know Jesus died on that cross and rose from the grave? Have you nailed that in your life? Yes or no? Y'all hear me or not? That is the foundation of knowing I am more than. Okay? Jesus said to her, say it with me, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Keep going. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me, say it with me, shall never die. You believe that? Have you done that? Yes or no? No game playing. No impressing mama or the wife. How about for once in your life, you take care of you and humble yourself and realize, man, I need the Lord in my life. I've been doing all this, but I've never truly put my total faith and trust in His death and resurrection. You hear me or not? Amen. Come on. How do I do that, Pastor? The Bible says if you'll confess with your mouth, here's your mouth, right here, and believe in your heart. Where's that at? It's down here where your beliefs are, in your gut. If you'll confess with your mouth, Jesus, and believe in your heart, say it with me, that God raised Jesus from the... You shall be what? You feel the power or not? Well, if you go to church, it ain't there. If I give money, ain't there. Crawl on glass. People do that to try to get to heaven. Sounds like a hard way to me. They beat themselves with a flagellate. I ain't beating my back with no glass. They crawl on hot coals. You can forget about it. I'm having slippers on. It don't work. This works. Amen? How do I get saved? Well, look. Jesus said, I stand at your heart's door. I'm knocking. I ain't going to knock the door down. I could knock the door down. But I've died on the cross. I rose from the dead. I'm knocking on your heart's door. If you'll open up that door to me, I'll come into your life. And I'll never leave you. And you and me will have supper all eternity. You hear me or not? Wow. That's the bottom line. The bottom line. The bottom line of being an overcomer. You hear me or not? I'm not an overcomer because I did this or I did that. Ooh, I had this experience. I'm an overcomer because of what Jesus Christ has done. And I firmly believe this in my heart. And He made me. He sealed me now with His Spirit. This is my capability now. I am capable of overcoming anything in my life. Do y'all hear me or not? Do you think I'm a kook? Well, obviously they're talking about it. They're going to come up with a boat here in a minute. Yes. I believe I can make it through anything because I'm more than. I'm not saying it doesn't hurt. I'm not saying it's not hard. You mean anything, Pastor? Is that your message to your church? That regardless of what they've gone through, they can make it through it? They can get the better of it? They're more than that. I'm telling you today, you are more than a conqueror through Him who loved you. I wish you'd open up your heart like I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do it too. Because I still live too, guys. I got problems too. I got a past too that still wants to hold me. You hear me or not? But I am more than. Jesus, how am I more than? Because I died for you, son. I rose from the dead for you. You don't think I did this for me, do you? I did it for you. There was no other way, and I'm the one who did it. And that's how much you matter to me. You hear me? And not only are you going to go to heaven, I'm going to be with you your whole life down here. And you're going to be able to walk with me and you and me together as you yield your life to me. We're going to be able to handle no matter what is thrown at you. Did you hear me or not? Does that sound like a Miss Shirley? Does that sound like a winning message? I'm so glad you're here today, Miss Shirley. Miss Shirley has felt for years the call of God on her life to preach and share the gospel. And so I was in the hospital not long ago, and who came in there but a lady I'd never met, Miss Shirley. And Miss Shirley, I found out that day you struggle with being more than. And you saw me too, didn't you? So here's two people that feel called of God to share God's word. There must be more than just us that struggle with this. Amen? But I'm here to tell you, Miss Shirley, for you and me to be an overcomer, we just got to keep banking every bit of it on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and nothing else. You hear me? And we got to fight like crazy. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad you're here today, by the way. She's a delight. If you don't know her, you're going to love her. She recently lost her husband, so she's hurting. But we're here to love you. Got it? You hear me? You're more than able to be a conqueror through your hurt right now. Okay? And we love you today. I love you. And they're going to love you too. Okay? I got to keep going. Jesus died for me. He arose for me. And he what? What's the foundation of the More Than series? That. Got it? That's your foundation. I believe I matter to Jesus and he matters to me. That's my foundation. So he arose and now I arise. The rest of the message is real fast. More than. I'm more than a conqueror through him who loved me. If I'm going to be more than, I must rise up and accept him as my Savior and Lord. Got it? Yes or no? Quit playing church. Quit thinking you're saved when you're not. What's wrong with that? To get honest and come do the deal, baby. Yes or no? Amen. That's number one. You want to know that you're more than? Bank it all on him, every bit of it. Number two, he arose, so I rise and do what? Now I follow him. I follow him. This is how I'm going to help my own belief and everything. My whole life is going to get better as I rise up and follow him. See, I'm crucified with Christ now. Nevertheless, I still live down here. You understand that? Yes or no? But Christ now lives in me. Whoop! And the life I'm now living in the flesh. See, I'm more than a conqueror and I live by the faith of the Son of God now. See? Who loved me and gave himself for me. That is my role. That is my walk now. Because he arose. Because I've accepted him now. Now I'm going to follow him. You hear me? Let's keep looking. Paul says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. This is reasonable. He died for you. He rose for you. Lose your crazy thinking, man. Don't be conformed to this world. Be transformed by knowing that you're more than a conqueror now. Let that get in your head, in your mind. I'm not the old person I used to be. I'm not the label that they put on me. I'm not what my mind says I am. I am renewed. I'm more than whatever in my life. I want to think this way, that I can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God in my life. Y'all hear me or not? Y'all okay? You're just watching me act like I do when I read the Bible. In my office. When he had called the people unto him and with his disciples also, he said unto them, Jesus speaking. We're talking about following him now. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. You know, and take up his cross and follow me. You know, for years, I looked at this a little different this time around, looking at it. Have you ever thought maybe denying yourself isn't necessarily sin and stuff? Maybe you need to deny yourself this, that you're no good. That you can't make it. How about you start denying that crap? Say, this happened to me as a child and this is who I am for here on the rest of my life. How about take that cross where he died for you and he rose for you. And you say, that's not who I am. I am more than because of this cross. I've sung the song for years, Watch the Lamb. There's a line in that song that says, as he's carrying that, Simon's carrying Christ's cross, It says his blood was running down my cheek. Maybe that's what we should do with God's cross, with the Lord's cross. As we follow him, I want to know, Lord, that I matter to you, that I'm more than my problems, my struggles. Maybe we need to have his cross on our back with some of his blood running down on our cheek. I am more than. I am more than. This is how much you love me. I am more than this crap I'm going through. I'm more than. Y'all hear me or not? Say, I'm going to deny myself. What does that mean, you think? Maybe it means this, my lack of faith. My lack of faith. Realizing who I am in Christ. I'm a new creature. My lack of faith. Maybe that's what denying yourself and carrying his cross means. Y'all hear me or not? Think about it. Whosoever will save his life will what? Maybe that's what we need to do. Lose that thing that's holding you captive. Lose that thing that's holding you down. Lose the way you think. Replace that. I'm more than. Maybe if you lose your life, whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whoever will lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same will save it. Y'all hear me or not? Well, I ain't never heard the Bible talk like that. Well, you just think about it. I just think there's a whole lot more to the death and the resurrection. That's where the power is. And you might say, I ain't never heard somebody talk so much about resurrection Jesus like you do. Hey, this used to be commonplace in the church. Didn't it, Pastor? It wasn't about another self-help book. It was about getting the real help, and that's Jesus. Amen? Jesus has all power, all authority, and all ability. Jesus guides me. He helps me. He transforms me. I'm going to follow him because I'm more than. He arose, so I rise. I receive his comfort and encouragement in my life. Here's who Jesus is. This is what makes me more than. He was despised for me. For me! He was rejected for me. He became a man of sorrows for me. He's acquainted with my grief. He did all that for me. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. Why? He was so abused, so mistreated, horrible. He couldn't even look at it. He was despised for me. We esteemed him not. He came looking for me. You didn't go looking for him. This is who God is. This is who he is. He bore my grief. But I can't make it. What you talking about? He carried my sorrow. Maybe you're hurting. I'm hurting. I got it. I got your sorrow. You're more than. You hear me? We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted for me. He was wounded for whose transgression? But I can't make it. What you talking about? He was bruised for me. The chastisement of my peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He didn't need to do that. He did that for my peace. You think he wants me to have peace of mind? You think he wants that for you? Yes or no? Yes or no? You think he wants you to be whole? Amen. Sure. You think you get it by writing a big fat check to the church? You get it by putting your faith in him, guys. Following him, receiving his help into your life. With his stripes, we're healed. A lot of people think, and I might disappoint you today. That means a whole lot more than you think it means. My ailments are not my problem. My mind is my problem. Y'all hear me or not? Miss King, you're looking at me like I'm crazy today. You're just listening. I know she is. She's soaking it up. Miss King, I think you've known that about me for years, haven't you? My mind is my problem. How many would say that, Pastor Gary? Deep down, it is really my thinking, my struggles are within my head sometimes. Anyone want to say that with me today? I'm more than because of Him. Boy, does that help your head or not? Guys, we don't have a high priest which can't be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but Jesus was in all point tempted just like we are. He knows everything I'm going through. I'm more than a conqueror. I can make this. I've got the one person who can help me through this. Amen? Yet He did it without sin. Hallelujah. Let us therefore. Jesus was despised for me. Say it out loud. Would you say these out loud, these more than things? Let's say them out loud. Jesus was despised for me. Jesus was rejected for me. Jesus suffered for me. Jesus was wounded for me. Jesus tasted death for me. I'm more than. How are you feeling about your more than-ness? You think you just might can make it or not? I'm not done, but almost. Last one. Jesus knows. Jesus cares. He arose, so I rise. And I have confidence now, knowing that I'm a conqueror. And I'm an overcomer through Jesus Christ. You see how all this was pinned on His back and not on a church or not on you? This is all about Jesus Christ, guys. I'll finish reading these scriptures. Here we go. We know all things work together for good. Do all things have to be good to make them work together for good? No. How many ever had some bad crap work out? Can I see some hands? See? We know all things work together for good to them who love God. Get it through your head. You're a child of God. It's going to work out. I'm going to make it. Got it? Yes or no? To them who are the called according to His purpose. What should we say to these things? What things? You fill in the blank. If God be for us, who shall be against us? We are more than in Jesus. He that spared not His own Son, He delivered Him up for all of us. How shall He not also with Him freely give us everything we need? Can't you imagine families and people being hunted down and persecuted like dogs back in the day? Having this kind of talk with their family in a room as the killers are coming. We're more than. He's with us. We can make it. This is the heart of the gospel, guys. This is where the power's at. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies us. We are more than because of Jesus. Who is he that condemns? It's Christ that died. Yea, that rather is risen again. Who's right now? He's right now at the right hand of God making intercession for us. We are more than able to do this. You hearing it? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I know it's hard. But He will never leave you or forsake you or hurt you. So tribulation you're going through? No, you're more than that. Distress? No, you're more than that. Persecution? Famine? Nakedness? Peril? Sword? No! Well, we're killed all the day long. We're being led as sheep to the slaughter. You're more than that. Say it with me. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. We're more than. You're more than what we're looking at. Read it with me if you don't mind. We'll finish on a big, strong verse or two. Say it with me. Are you persuaded that you're more than? That's what God wants for you. Look at it. Say it with me. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank the Lord. We're done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on. I'm more than.